I have now.
Yes.
Maharishi, my name is Robbie Bergstrom. I was raised in Texas, and I've recently moved to Santa Barbara. In our group today, we were discussing right action. I have a question for you.
Yes.
In going to war, In going to war, one might break a traditional moral law by killing. By refusing to go to war, one might break a national law.
No.
What would be...
Say it again, what is it?
I'm sorry.
It's not clear, I think. Yes?
In going to war, to fight a battle, one might break a traditional moral law. By refusing to go to war, one might break a national law and go to jail or, say, burn draft cards or something like this. What would be right action in such a situation? Okay?
When one has developed pure consciousness, then whatever spontaneously comes, that will be a right action. And as long as one has not developed pure consciousness, the rightness may always be doubted. That is why we recommend development of pure consciousness first, before starting on any kind of decision.
Thank you very much.
Yogastha Kuru Karmani. Established in being, perform action. Established in being, perform action. So what we are aiming at is establishment in being. And then whatever will spontaneously be coming in the mind, that will be the right course of action. In the relative, sometimes this will be right, sometimes this will be right. The question of right is a very complex question, and it is very difficult to decide on the level of intellectual analysis of the situation. The only way for right action is, the only way means the only correct way for right action is action in pure consciousness. Action in pure consciousness. That's why we are in a hurry to develop pure consciousness in all the people so that they may take right decision. Our field is the field of development of pure consciousness, where action will be right. And that is why it is very difficult for us to say what actually will be right, what will be wrong. And for that, we take recourse to the law of the country. Law. When the law is made by the representatives of the people, then the law is in favor of the people, because then each man makes his law. And therefore, it will be always good to be with the law. And the basis of all man-made law is the eternal law of creation, which this cosmic law, which helps every individual life to grow and grow and grow. On the basis of that, the wise men in every society sit together, formulate certain laws, And then, as need demands, these laws get amended year after year, even quarterly, yearly. They get changed, they get according to the need. The wise men, expert in the field of law, keep on adjusting the range of laws, keep on amending them, enacting new laws. All the time this keeps on happening. In a country where the law-making agency is representing the people, the law is always in favor of the people and their progress, development, evolution. But as far as the right action is concerned, we have the absolute measure of right action in pure consciousness. And that is why pure consciousness is the basis of right action. All our endeavor, all our movement, all our teaching is to help people to develop pure consciousness, in which every aspiration of life will be in accordance with the force of evolution and therefore will be right. We want to create a situation whereby innocently, spontaneously, everyone would be functioning in the right channel, in the right direction. That is our effort. That is why we think it's a waste of time and energy to think in terms of isolated problems. When this situation comes, how we shall act? When this comes, how we should act? When this comes, what will be the right decision? There will be innumerable phases, and it will not be possible to decide on the level of intellectual understanding what is right and what is wrong. That's why we want to create a situation whereby every thought will be in the right direction, every action will be in the right direction. And right direction means progress and evolution and all good for the doer and all good for all others. This is right action. If we define right action in this way, that everything that one does is life supporting for the doer and for all others, then the basis of such a right action will be pure consciousness. Pure consciousness. The range of influence that an action has is very wide. The other day we discussed universe reacts to the individual action. The whole creation is influenced by every breath of every single individual. And when this is the situation, then it's not possible to decide about the correctness of an action on the basis of intellectual understanding or some logical conclusions. It will not be very healthy. The field of action is so complex. One action done during the day may be right. Done during the night, it may be wrong. Some action done in our drawing room, beautiful, is the same thing done on the street. It's illegal. You can't lay out your writing table on the street. But that you can very well do in your drawing room. You'll be thrown off by the police. Because that is not a place for writing. Drawing room is the place for that. So, it's such, the field of action is so complex, it's not possible. Same is for law. The same thing may be useful for a man, a single man. The same thing may be very damaging for a collection of people. Very complex. And therefore, the law-abiding nature of a citizen is not structured on the basis of his knowledge of law. It is structured on the basis of his ability of spontaneously performing right action. And this is the situation when the nervous system is free from stress. No stresses, no strains. Mind functions normally. Every impulse, desire is right. So what we are doing is laying a foundation for all good life.